Bank of America says credit card customers who carry a balance and have interest rates below 10% will see their rates increase to the low to mid-teens. Betty Reese, a bank spokeswoman, says more people are defaulting on loans these days, and that has helped to push up the cost of lending. So the company is passing that on to customers.
Normal practice has been, you know, focusing on risk, but given the current economic environment, we are at this point looking at accounts that are priced below 10%.
Other banks such as Citigroup and JP Morgan Chase say they've changed terms on accounts of some existing customers for similar reasons that Bank of America gives. Emily Peters is a credit analyst at Credit.com, an educational website. She says the banks may be anticipating changes approved by the Federal Reserve in December that make it harder for companies to raise credit card interest rates. Those go into effect July of 2010.
With those reforms, basically credit card companies are not going to be able to have any time, any reason rate increases. So we're a little bit worried that some of these rate increases might be sort of preempting that change.
Congress is also considering bills that would enact more stringent restrictions on credit card companies much sooner. Bank of America's rate changes take effect in June. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.